I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, bear with me for 1 second through a sports analogy that is going to inevitably get us where we need to go, and it'll make more sense, okay? You ready? Okay. Did you know that in ice hockey, that there are some players that are so good at fighting? Like, their job is to go out onto the ice and kick somebody's ass. You got a minute. Get out there and kick somebody's ass. Kick it. Kick it.
I know. I read ice hockey romances.
Yeah. Yes, I am familiar. We had one of those guys on our team because I worked for a hockey team prior to getting into radio.
Okay.
So we literally had a guy, and his only job was to go out there on the ice and ruin somebody's day.
That's it, man. Yeah. Right? All right. And part of this also is it's an honor in hockey that if there's one of these guys that that's his job and that's what he's known for, when there's a new guy coming up, they will ask the guy and say, hey, can I fight you tonight? And it would be an honor if you let me fight you.
From the opposing team?
From the opposing team, right? So the guy that normally gets in fights goes, yeah, dude, if you want some, let's go. So they start fighting each other on the ice, okay? Here's where I'm bringing it full circle. Mo is just telling us that when you were doing these rap battles and stuff like that, somebody would come in front of you that you were going to compete against, and you don't know anything about this person whatsoever, right?
At that time, yes.
And at that time, you had to take things in the room, you had to look them over, and at that point, you're putting together your rap. It's kind of like tearing him down during his rap, right?
Right.
I would like you to do that to me today.
Excuse me?
It would be an honor for you right now. Mo didn't know I was doing this.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I want you to use me.
Oh, come on.
As the example.
You want Mo to rip into you?
I want you to rip into me. So
We actually have audio of Mo back in the day.
Okay.
Is this on Sway in the Morning, Mo?
I don't know what you have.
When you did the battle? It's the YouTube clip. And we've only listened up to like 30 seconds of it, so that's all we can play because I don't know if he cusses after that.
I'm pretty sure I do.
But this is a little taste of Mo from Sway in the Morning rap battling back in the day.
Look, I feel it gotta be fixed the way they bet against you. I'm surrounded by the house feeling like it's residential. It's just you against the world, feel like the president's you. I just want things to be sweet, call it presidential. Now I'm glad that y'all all could witness this competition, but I'm mad that y'all actually think this competition. My game will reflect, I put the flame to his neck. Like you came to check me, now put my name on that check. While y'all was voting for self, not thinking they would notice, I knew they would wake up and my lyrics would sway the voters.
Ooh, sway the voters. I see what you did there.
Yeah,
that's just off the top of your head right there.
Half of it. Yeah, most of it was.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, so I'm feeling pretty good about myself. I would like to see how this works. So let's, Mo is like he's acting like he's got the biggest gun in his hand. And I said, just take a shot at me.
It's not
going to hurt my feelings.
No, that's what everyone says.
Yep.
Rap battling is not friendly. It is not a friendly thing, and it's hard to make it friendly. Like, you got to really...
I don't want it to be friendly. I want it to be like it would be if we were competing against each other, what? And I'm trying to take money out of your hand, food out of your mouth.
You have to rap back, though. If I just rap and you just stand there and take it, I'm a bully now.
I'll tell you what I'll do. He's giving you permission. I'll tell you what I'll do. Give me 24 hours to do the Caucasian version of retaliation. I will put together a haiku. All right. So you hit me hard, and I'm going to come back tomorrow with a diss haiku.
What's this diss is going to be? Mo, you so tall and handsome.
Just hit me, man. Just come on.
Can I assist? Ask ChatGPT to assist me so that you don't know which insults are coming from me and which ones.
No.
Why not?
Why? Because I want you to, I'm asking you to hit me. I want the example that you would use back in the day. All right?
No one in the world is having a good deal with going to work and having their boss tell them, hey, give it to me, man. Let it rip.
Welcome to radio. All right? Use anything you want. Use my hype, my whatever you want. I just want to see you do it spontaneously.
Let me just bring this up, though, Bert.
Y'all are so scared. Look at everybody in the studio. It's so scared.
I don't know about this, because last time you asked to be roasted, it didn't go so well.
It's never gone well.
It never goes well, ever.
I trust Mo more than I did my ex-wife at the time.
Oh, my God.
All right. Do your thing.
Huh?
It would be an honor.
It doesn't... You want me to just insult you?
So I asked Tommy to give you a beat. And then give me 30 seconds.
It does not work like that. Y'all think it's so easy to just...
No, I don't. I'm asking. No.
I gotta, like... I can't... If I just start insulting you, it's gonna come off as just insults. It's not gonna come off as like... Like, I need time to really put together... When I'm insulting somebody, I'm trying to destroy them. Like, that's what rap battle is. Okay. It's like I am trying to literally rip into you so that I can... There's nothing you can say to me on a comeback to where you could beat me. I don't know how to do that in a friendly manner.
He wants you to have to book a therapy session immediately after this roast because he's got you thinking so horribly of yourself.
All right, can I give you 24 hours and at this time tomorrow you can give me something that won't throw me right back into therapy? I just want an example of it.
Why does it have to be you? Can I rip on someone else?
Hey, sure, rip on Abby.
I'm very sensitive.
Bert's the easiest target.
Yes,
oh, the guy who signs the checks? I think there could be an easier one, Tommy.
He's asking for it, though.
Yeah, that don't mean that people are always happy when they get it.
I am asking for it. All right, I'll give you 24 hours. Put something together that hurts me but doesn't kill me. Can you do that?
I'll try.
All right.
I'll see what I can do.
It was nice knowing you.
I know. I know.
I have never seen Mo more uncomfortable.
I know this won't go well.
Oh, no, it's not. It for sure is not going to go well.
That's why I don't want to do it.
It for sure is not.
The Bert Show.